So Shigella is a less publicly known bacteria or pathogen that really is a significant worldwide health concern. It's in the same family of bacteria as E. coli and Salmonella. There's 100 million known cases per year and 1 million deaths worldwide. So it is a significant health concern.
This is Nick Dickerson, an assistant professor in the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry at Utah State University.
The bacteria themselves are capable of secreting or injecting protein into a targeted host cell, which in our case would be one of our cells. And so the ability of these bacteria to directly secrete or inject these proteins allows for them to invade and take over host cell function.
Through his investigation on how Shigella bacteria function, Dickerson discovered how to shut down the secretion pathways in Shigella, preventing the bacteria from injecting into host cells.
In the absence of a functioning secretion system, they're no longer virulent, meaning they can no longer cause an infection. So they're still bacteria, but they're no longer infectious. And what that means is that our own native immune systems can fairly easily clear the presence of a bacteria that doesn't contain the capabilities of the secretion system.
According to Dickerson, the next steps of this research involve using computer programs to test possible Shigella injection inhibitors, then testing the top options in a laboratory setting. Dickerson hopes that these strides in understanding how Shigella functions could lead to shutting down the injection system for a variety of bacteria, reducing deaths worldwide. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.